Chapter 42. The Hathaway. Callie swiped at the door controls with shaking hands, swiped again, and hoped she'd locked them. The door shook in its frame. She felt the impact reach up through her boots. 21 minutes of air left, according to her display. The hallway between pods stretched maybe 3 meters to the next door. She used her hands and feet, the bulky suit bouncing back and forth between the narrow walls. A series of overlapping plastic panels made the center point of the hallway perhaps a centimeter narrower, and her suit wedged itself there, yanking her to a halt. Behind her, another trio of impacts shook the door. She felt them in the walls pinning the suit. Splinters of plastic popped loose and spun down the hallway to bounce off her helmet. Callie took a breath and tried to calm herself. She turned, leaned, pushed until her suit and pack popped loose. She wiggled through the center point and continued sidestepping down to the next door. Another impact rang through the hall and a cloud of fragments soared out from the splintering door. She hit the control pad and the door opened, the one behind it half a heartbeat later. 3 steps and a small turn carried her into the next pod. She hit the controls there just as a huge crack appeared in the far door. Doors slid into place in front of her. Lights came on in the pod. She checked the controls and locked them. If she had time to dig her tab out of whatever pocket she'd stored it in, she'd probably be able to hardlock them. She turned away to march across the pod. A passenger unit, 48 seats, dull carpet, economy class. Probably identical to the one she'd traveled to the moon in before they'd stripped everything out of it. She saw bolt holes where 2 seats had been removed and at least a dozen missing one cushion or another. A few paths through the dust showed where salvage crews had walked or dragged things. She lumbered up the main aisle between the seats. If she remembered the layout correctly, the next door should lead to the cockpit, with a short side hall leading out to the main entrance. Her glove brushed the control panel, and the twin doors opened, one after another. The hall looked even narrower than the one between pods. Gordon and the pilot had left the cockpit open. The hatch, about 3 meters to the left, led back outside. She could see the shifting lights of the various displays just a few meters away. A tremor raced from her heels to her knees. She turned, sidestepped, and moved into the new hallway. She glanced back in time to see the far door shudder. She closed the hall doors. 18 minutes of rebreather function left. Callie shuffled down the narrow hall. She worked her way through the open doorway and stepped into the cockpit. Readouts and updates danced across the various screens. She wiggled between the 2 flight chairs, looked at the desktops in front of them, and saw the big blue button flashing on one. Engage? She'd wedged her right arm against a support to get between the seats. The bulky sleeve of her left arm came up and over the back of the captain's chair and got caught. She wiggled the arm, then yanked. Whatever had her resisted every pull. She twisted her shoulders, turned her helmet. The zombie tightened its grip on her arm. She launched an elbow at the dead man's face. It didn't hit hard, but it twisted her arm free of his grip. She swung a leg straight up to the side and kicked him in the thigh. Not much of a kick from that angle, in a spacesuit, but it made the zombie stagger back 2 steps. Callie pushed herself out from between the seats and brought her shoulders around to face the dead man. He hadn't been much older than her, dressed in a uniform with black stripes. His hair... God damn, of course it's you. Kurt Hausman reached for her again. She grabbed his hands, pulled him forward, and smacked her visor into his forehead. The impact rang inside her helmet, and the heads-up display trembled once. The dead man tipped backwards. She let him fall. She pushed herself back between the seats, careful not to wedge her arm this time. She reached out 2 fingers and pressed them down on the blinking rectangular button. It flashed once and stopped blinking. The question mark vanished and was replaced a fraction of a second later. It now read, "Engaged." Nothing happened. She watched 4 seconds tick away on her rebreather countdown and reached for the button again. It vanished just before she touched it. Another second ticked by and a new display popped up on the desktop. A countdown timer. 10 minutes to launch. A little over 15 minutes of air left. Kurt grabbed her pack and dragged her back. His hands shifted to her arm, and she felt one of the latches on her shoulder shift. It popped open. Callie pushed hard and launched herself back at him. The bulky spacesuit slammed him into the cockpit's rear bulkhead. He bounced off, collided with her spacesuit, and knocked them both against the back of the flight chair. The zombie pawed at her. It grabbed at her wrists, her waist, her neck. She batted its hands away, and they came back, reaching for a new fastener, desperate to get the suit off her. She pulled her hand away, tightened her gauntlet into a fist. Her brothers would have shaken their heads at her loose fingers, but the layers of Nomex made rolling them tightly into her palm all but impossible. Fortunately, the gauntlet had a ridge of simple armor across the knuckles. Her fist pushed past Kurt's outstretched fingers, snapping two of them back, and connected with his forehead. The impact staggered him. She hit him in the nose, then the jaw, then the cheekbone just below his eye. The dead man staggered, stumbled, fell. His hands flailed at her in a slow, lazy way. She grabbed it by the collar of its jumpsuit and threw it out into the hall. Its head slammed into the corner of the short intersection. She reached up to snap the latch on her shoulder shut, then wiggled back out into the hallway. When the zombie crawled to its feet, she drove a punch into the back of its head. The impact knocked it back into the wall. It felt good to punch Kurt. To punch the spoiled rich kid who always got everything he wanted. People like Kurt needed to get hit more often. She wished she'd done it when he'd been alive. She'd wanted to, and doing it now gave her a satisfaction, a feeling of accomplishment she hadn't expected. If she'd punched him in the back of the head just as they got to Luna City, Gordon probably would have lectured her, but it would have been... What the hell? Callie blinked the thoughts away and wondered if her oxygen had already run low. The launch sequence had been activated. She needed to get out of the Hathaway. She looked at the dead man. The corpse was face down, crawling to its feet. But that wasn't Kurt's hair. Not unless he'd drastically changed his style at Hades. The zombie had wavy hair, not blonde and spiky, and it wore a general maintenance jumpsuit, not a caretaker's uniform. She flipped the body over. A younger white guy, but definitely not Kurt. The nose was too big. Even damaged from the vacuum, the eyes were clearly too dark. The hairline went back too far, forming a deep widow's peak. How could she have possibly confused the dead man for Kurt? She glanced at the oxygen levels in her suit. All the readouts showed safe levels, unless she was seeing those wrong, too. The zombie pawed at Callie's collar and chest and shoulders with its broken fingers. She grabbed the dead thing and heaved it toward the open hatch. It tumbled out onto the moon, far away from the controls. It rolled over once and vanished in the darkness. Her fingers loosened. Her breathing slowed. She looked at the countdown in the corner of her visor. 11 minutes, 20 seconds left of rebreather function. That gave her 6 minutes until launch? 5? Dozens of words and images flitted through her mind as she tried to find the memory of the cockpit's desktop. She needed to get off the carrier. That was her priority. One way or another, she had less than 5 minutes. She sealed the cockpit hatch, checked it, took a few small steps to turn herself around, and stared into the mass of tentacles.